The next patient is Patricia Cotto. The last name is C-O-T-O. First name is Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A, number one. The clinical case of an 83-year-old male female, the patient of Dr. Khurana, K-H-U-R-A-N-A, that was referred because of several fluctuations in the GFR period. The retroperitoneal ultrasound was normal. The patient didn't have a acute sediment period. The patient has been completely asymptomatic period. The most recent laboratory workup that was done in December 7 of 2022, the serum creatinine is reported 1 milligrams per deciliter with an estimated GFR of 52. Serum electrolytes with normal limits, albumin 4.3, liver function test normal period. The CBC with a hemoglobin of 12.7, hematocrit of 37.2. The microscopic examination was of the urine was completely normal. There was the deep stick for protein was negative. The protein creatinine ratio is consistent with 283 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Period. At this point, we are going to give a follow-up in 6 months if the proteinuria increases, the patient will be a candidate for administration of medication like SGLT2 inhibitor versus Kerendia. Period. The patient is, as I mentioned before, asymptomatic. The blood pressure is under control. Number two, the patient is followed by Dr. Siracuse, S-I-R-A-C-U-S-E, for the paroxysmal atrial fibrillation and supraventricular tachycardia. The patient has been in very stable condition, and she was given a one-year follow-up. Following number, arterial hypertension that has been under control at this time in the office, 144 over 77. Following number, the patient has vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Following number, osteoporosis that is treated by Dr. Khurana. We are going to reevaluate the case in 6 months with laboratory workup. Paragraph, we invested 7 minutes evaluating the lab, 12 minutes in the face-to-face, and 5 minutes in the documentation.